Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. It is Sunday, May 31st, 2026. I'm Shaw Gage on Sunday morning. Have some really good people in studio today. So excited. My cousin Becky, her daughter Ashley, and sister-in-law Liz. How's everybody doing this morning?
We're doing great. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, this is such a cool opportunity to have you guys in. Y'all are local in the area, and we just reached out.
Yes, we are coming in from Louisiana, actually, and we're excited to be here today. And just, you know, God bringing me to you today was just perfect. This is where I want to be, and I can't wait to talk to y'all about some things.
That's so awesome. And, you know, impact is the theme of the show week in and week out, how we can impact one another, encourage one another. And Becky and I stay in touch, and one of our other cousins, Tim, who we're trying to get on as well, but had sent us a text, and we're going to talk about it this morning, just something cool you've really gotten into, and it's about all about impacting people and trying to brighten their day.
Yes, I love I'm a retired teacher, and since retiring, I've been thinking about how I can serve other people and, you know, just put myself out there and making other people being impacted with a smile on their face. So my husband and I got into a little hobby of we're just starting out. It's called Rocky_Appleseed on Instagram. And our goal is to go around and we're painting rocks and we just really want to put encouraging rocks out there to help people have a better day. And we're enjoying, you know, coming up with things to paint for people and just really brighten their day.
Man, that's so cool. We're going to talk about that this morning. I'm going to come back here in just a few minutes and get to know Becky and the crew and just, man, just have fun this morning. So glad you guys are stopping. Always fun to have family in town. And, man, what a joy it is to have you all in the studio. Thanks for making the trip. And we look forward to hanging out with you guys.
Lightness. We're so excited to be here.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we're going to step away for a few minutes, pay some bills. We're going to come back on the other side and have some more conversation on Sunday morning. You know, this week, just reading something actually last week, Becky, and again, thank you all for coming in. It's going to be fun this morning hanging out with you guys, but saw this. I don't believe in coincidence, but saw this verse on a card on my desk last week, but it was the 23rd Psalm, and I'll just share it. It said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Man, that's just what an encouraging, reassuring psalm. I just love that one. And the cool thing about it, kind of come full circle here, is that was printed on my grandfather, Pawpaw, our grandfather, Pawpaw's, when he passed away. That was the memorial card. And it just was on my desk the other day. I saw it. And then you contacted me, what, end of last week, first this week? And it was just like, okay, what's going on here? So I just thought it was cool to share that. And just what a good reminder of that backbone, that spiritual and that foundational backbone that they gave us at such a young age.
Absolutely.
Mimi and Pawpaw is who I'm referring to for the listeners out there, but that's our grandparents, Jim and Jean Gage.
Hungerford, who could forget?
Hungerford, absolutely. So, you know, I just appreciate you coming in, and I know we share that bond and that relationship through our grandparents, and just, you know, through the years, it's always been about that. Hey, go bless somebody, go pay it forward, help those that are less privileged, and how can we find opportunities to do that? And well, it sounds like you have.
You know, there's just really so many opportunities out there today just to spread kindness. It's what we need right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we were taught that from a very, very young age on just, you know, how to, you know, help other people put a smile on their face. We're a very encouraging family, and we just have that gift of, you know, making someone feel comfortable, someone feel like they're welcomed, and it's just, it's a good feeling, and it's great when other people can pick up on, you know, our vibes, you know, like how we just, you know, we're happy to be alive.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's so true, right? Thankful and happy to be alive. That's just a great way to put it. And, you know, so thankful that we were brought up that way, right? That
absolutely.
It was like, you know, it's, you know, I know in life when I focus on me and myself and whatever I want, man, it usually I'm pretty miserable. But when I go out there and try to focus on others and serving other people and looking for other ways to serve, man, what an awesome experience it is.
And you know, from those young experiences, would we turn out to be the parents that we are today if we didn't have what we had? I mean, it was such a beautiful thing to see in life and experience.
Yes.
And, you know, I think all of those experiences that we have, we just really want to share them with other people. And, you know, just that kindness flowing over and over again, it's just going to, it's going to make things better.
Oh, absolutely it is. And so that's what led you. I know we've talked about this before, but just share with the people listening, but like you're calling into being a teacher, right?
I mean, absolutely.
Second generation teacher, and coming in and doing your thing and just, you know, I can't imagine what kind of a fun teacher you were.
Well, I mean, definitely the coolest people in the world, a 4-year-old.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know,
no doubt.
I mean, I have bonded with them. I can hang with them and have the best conversations with them. And, you know, just to see their young minds ready to explore the world. And, you know, when you're around that all the time, you tend to kind of be like them.
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
Well, I love it. So 4-year-old, that was your jam? That was
that
your
was
age?
That was my
your,
jam.
Yeah,
that was
I love
my
it.
Jam.
Well, mine was 6th grade. And people look at me and go, that's like the most awkward age. And like, I'm like, I'm that's old. Why I loved it. Because yeah. You never, once you're in there, you're with those kids. You
you're
know?
With them.
One thing I love to tell my kids back when I was teaching was I would say, hey, this. Hey, they come in, that was middle school in Tennessee, right? And they would think they were so cool. And they were, right? It's middle school. And you could tell they were trying to start figuring things out. And I would sit them down that first day of class and say, hey, welcome to Coach Gage's class. You're feeling a little bit weird. You're feeling a little bit goofy. It's okay. I'm here to reassure you. It's middle school. You're probably supposed to feel that way. Guys and girls are last year. Now you're, hey, how you doing? You know,
right,
like,
right.
And I said, again, you're feeling a little bit weird. You're feeling a little bit goofy. It's okay. I'm here to reassure you and let you know. You are weird and you are goofy,
yeah,
but that's who God created you to be.
Absolutely.
So be you and don't give a rip what anybody thinks.
Mm-mm. Am I right? Figure yourself out. Definitely. The only way you can be happy is to start with you first.
Yeah, no doubt. And you those know, kids, when you do that, man, they would run through a wall for you because they knew you cared about them.
Run through a wall.
You know?
Absolutely.
That's so funny because I teach high school, so we run the gamut.
Oh, yeah.
And by the time that they get to me, it's not so much the kids that need reassuring, but I reassure their parents.
Yes.
I'm like, you know, all teenagers, they go into their room like a little chrysalis, right? And hold up, and then they'll become butterflies. But you have to be very, very patient. But it reminded me because you were talking about your grandparents. So you're not the only ones, and your children aren't the only ones that benefited from that. Because I saw Becky, basically, you got the 4-year-olds. You raised the town.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I'm from a small town, 2 red lights.
Absolutely.
So,
Shout out Lake Arthur, baby.
Shout out Lake Arthur. I'm from a very small town, and it's cool to come to the city, but man, I absolutely love where I'm from. We have gators down there and the swamp trees, and should come down and check it out sometime.
Beautiful, beautiful part of the country. If you've never been to South Louisiana, I'm telling you, you're missing out. And it's great people, great scenery, great food, great everything. It's just, you can't
beat
it.
Great food.
Oh, yeah.
Come on down.
Knott's, go to Knott's, check it out.
Corner,
right?
Oh, man. Still around. And we got the old Main Street. And we have a Regatta Steakhouse down in Lake Arthur now. And Myers Landing Campground. So it's a good time. You pass a good time when you come down to Lake Arthur.
The gateway to paradise. That's on the billboard. And I've known every time when I'd come down growing up and every time now, it's like, man, when I get there, I know we're getting close. You know
you're
like,
getting close to just God's country.
Man, absolutely. It's all about the fellowship, right?
All about the fellowship.
There you go. There you go. Well, hey, we're going to take a break. Come back, talk more with Becky and Liz and Ashley here on Sunday morning. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes. Back with just a great group of gals in this morning. Becky Maples. Sorry, you're engaged to me because
right,
we
right.
grew up together. But Becky Maples, her daughter Ashley, and sister-in-law Liz are so gracious to stop by, coming through town. Have been up. You guys have been where again?
Well, we went whitewater rafting.
Oh, cool!
Rapids. Up in Helen, Georgia.
Helen, Georgia.
Beautiful, beautiful country.
Yeah, the weather was nice.
Absolutely gorgeous. Said it was going to rain the whole time, and it's sunshiny weather.
Really? Gotta love that.
Yes.
I was talking to somebody earlier, and I said, you know, baseball players and weathermen are the only people on the planet that can bat 300 or be 30% right and get paid millions of dollars to do so. So I think I picked the wrong profession here.
Right, me too.
So, well, I'm glad y'all had a great time. That's a beautiful part of the country. North Georgia, if you never checked it out, we were talking earlier before the show, but Janet and I went up about a year and a half ago to Blue Ridge, Georgia.
Nice.
And just beautiful, beautiful. Never knew it existed, but man, it's like a step back in time, isn't it?
It's definitely a step back in time. It's themed around a little German town. It's precious and tons of whitewater rafting, tubing, lots of beautiful things out there.
Great food. We thought for Louisianians, we don't really say that a lot.
Right. Y'all are kind of snobs, right?
We really are.
We are food snobs.
I don't blame you. I would be too. But the food was good.
Oh, it was excellent.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. Every restaurant we hit in Helen was really good.
Oh, really?
Okay. A note to self. I haven't been to Helen, but we'll try it out. And yeah. I'm going to tell them, hey, the food better be good because I was promised by some Louisianians. Oh, that's cool.
Absolutely.
That's good stuff. So, well, I know you've been away from home for a little bit, so I'm sure y'all ready to get back to that good food. And, man, you just can't beat it down in South Louisiana, can you?
Oh, man. And, you know, the one thing that whenever I'm out traveling, when I come across people, you know, I bring up boudin.
Oh, yeah.
Not many people know about boudin. And our little rafting tour guide, she didn't know much about boudin, but she, you know, if you guys haven't had any, you should come on out and get some. Come on down. It's
come on
great.
Down. Boudin King.
Boudin King is still going on.
Got to love the Boudin King for sure. For sure. Well, Becky, we were talking earlier, too, you know, about your just calling in to being, you know, both you guys, Liz, just being educators, and thank you both for serving. And I've been in that capacity, too, so I know what it's like. And a lot of days it can be a thankless job, but thank you. Thank you for your servanthood and doing that and helping raise, like you said, a whole community. And those relationships go on forever, right? And they'll always refer to you as their teacher. And I still hear from some of my kids and they're like, hey, coach. And man, there's just something. I mean, look, it's different when my kids call me dad, right? That's a whole nother thing. But like when people call me Shaw or Mr. Gage, but when I hear Coach Gage, man, like my world just changes. It's like, it'll light up. So
I went by Miss Becky. And,
okay.
I love hearing my name. I love being at a parade. We have lots of parades in Louisiana. And, you know, the kids are just hollering your name, throwing stuff at you. And it's just, it's so much, it's rewarding in so many ways. You know, it's to the outsider, sometimes it's hard to explain on how much, if you're a teacher, to all my teachers out there, I know you enjoy your job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a calling, right?
Calling. Like, period.
Right. That's all you can say.
That's all I can say.
I know my parents, when I said, hey, I'd been a 15-year sales guy and I lost my job in 2009 and knew 2 weeks before it happened that I was supposed to go back and get a teaching degree. I just sensed that. I knew that. And I called my parents and said, I'm doing it. And they were like, hated school growing up. I said, that's how I know it's a calling. Because like I was the guy in the back of the classroom just getting by. You know?
Absolutely. Me too.
But it was because I didn't have teachers like us that invested in the kids and were like, here's the science behind why you're here. You got to do this so you can go out and you get a good job or whatever it is you want to do. I just was like, man, just get me to a job. I just want a paycheck. And I didn't really get it at the time, but it's funny. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
It is definitely funny. I'm so happy that I've been through, that I'm at the end of it, you know, into retirement, and I'm enjoying a new stage in my life. I have four daughters and, you know, just being able to be their mom a little more full time now than I used to be able to do, you know, just due to being at work and stuff. And just to be a part of their day-to-day life it's made me grow as a mom, you know, to be more involved with them and be there for them at an older age in their life, which is just at this time of their lives where all my children are, you know, they need their mom. They're awesome.
Yeah, that's super cool. And that's cool that you're able to retire in your 30s, right? I mean,
right.
Yeah, sure. Janet's about to. We're trying to figure that out. I mean, hopefully sometime this year, breaking news, but hopefully she's going to be able to retire this year. Oh, it's just like, same thing. Our guys are grown, and it's like, yeah, now they're further away from home, and she needs that time to go see them and attend to them.
Absolutely.
So good for you. And so what, like, as you walked into retirement, you said, man, this is what I've been doing my whole life, teaching and doing that thing. And then you go, wait a minute, I'm done. And, you know, did you have that moment of what am I going to do now? Or was like, man, I just need to decompress for about a year.
So I definitely, definitely needed to decompress. Mm-hmm. That was just, I think any teacher walking out of it needs to decompress, get yourself together, but you can't just, you know, lose it. You still need to have your mind right, and you have to figure out, you know, what's a little something you can do that'll make you happy.
Yeah. You know, stay engaged too, right?
Stay engaged. And, you know, it becomes a conversation piece when people come to my house, and then they pick up a rock and want to paint one with me. And, you know, I've already spoken to one of my friends who teaches down in Lake Arthur, and she's invited me to come to her high school next year. And, you know, we're going to get some of those high school kids involved and have them paint with us. And there's also an elementary teacher at our local school, and her and I want to do some with the elementary school. So
that's fun. And look, we're going to take a quick break and come back, because that's a good segue to jump in. We're going to talk about what you're doing now and what you've kind of God's laid on your heart and how you can have an impact on people. Not necessarily teaching, but you're still having that impact. So can't wait to hear about that here on the other side. We're going to take a break, be back in just a few minutes, and we're going to catch up with Becky and find out about the rocks. And again, give them the Instagram page you told me earlier just to pick their interest.
Rocky_Appleseed. On Instagram.
Check it out. It's going to blow you away. But we're going to be back here in just a minute talking with the gals about this ministry and what they're doing on Sunday morning. Sunday morning, back with you. Hope everybody's doing well today. Have a great panel. This is the most people I've ever had in here at one time. But my first cousin, Becky, from South Louisiana, her daughter, Ashley, and sister-in-law, Liz, are all in town passing through. They've been on a whitewater rafting trip up in Helen, Georgia for the last several days, and we're coming through. And Becky and I just connected, kind of repeating some of this, but you know, she was telling me, you were telling me about this idea. You're going into retirement. You're trying to go, hey, where can I still stay plugged in? How can I still have an impact on people? And through your sister-in-law, it sounds like you found this rock painting endeavor.
Excursion.
I like that. Good word, more syllables than endeavor, but I think I got to count them. But anyway, pretty cool. So, like, tell us more. Like, how did you guys get into this? And, like, what was that first aha moment when you heard this?
Well, I can let my sister-in-law kind of jump in and tell y'all about it. But she had a little competition at work, and I'll let you.
Yeah, it was this spring, and everybody in the office were making these toad hotels, like, with the pipes, so that the toads would have somewhere to live, I guess, on their back porch. And so I really like to win. I don't always know how to.
Right.
I'm sure going to tell you that I'm going to be the winner.
Right. You know how to do it. You know what it's going to be like. We just got to get there.
I believe in just speaking it
I like
first.
It. There's
you
a lot of truth.
Speak it first, right?
I speak it into existence. I'm with you.
And so I was trying to figure out how I was going to do kids and whatever, and I was having a bad day. And the great thing about Becky is she's just like, what can I do to help you make your day better? And I was like, actually,
wow.
I want to win the Toad Hotel contest at work. I have no capacity to do this. I don't even know how it works. And she was like, oh, I saw that on the
internet. Yeah, we got this. We got this.
We're going to win.
How many levels do you need?
Right.
Yeah.
And well, that's Becky too, though. I mean, Becky's always been that way. Like, what's the agenda? Let's get it done next. Let's move on.
Yeah, so she brought all the supplies down to Lake Arthur, and it requires a potted plant and some pipes. And my daughter Ashley, she helped us put a little fog machine in it.
Went to the store. My dad was watching some YouTube videos on how to build it, and he came and got me from my room and was like, how would you build it? And I told him exactly how I'd build it, and we went to the hardware store and bought all the supplies, and me and him set up the fog machine for her, and it was really fun to do.
That is all right. So how old were you? You were in high school when this happened, or?
No, I was in college.
Oh, college. Okay.
This was just the spring.
So just recently. Cool.
Junior year.
But what a cool opportunity with you and dad and mom and aunt and everybody. But for dad to come in and go, hey, you've got a gift. We need, and people listening, we need to do more of this with our kids today.
Right,
the youth,
right.
There's, because that was a big thing on critical thinking. Like this next generation, you do, but as a whole, the next generation, there's not a lot of thinking independent. Critical thinking.
Absolutely.
And so that's the kind of life skills we need. So shout out to Jason and Becky for you guys for doing that. But that's cool. So that made you feel like a part of the process too, right?
Yeah. And a lot of the concepts went back to what I study in engineering. So I took a lot of what I learned from the book, and that's how I decided on how we were going to build it. And I looked at him and I was like, now this is all theoretical.
Right.
All theoretical.
Yeah, disclaimer there.
Theoretically, this will work. And it did work. We did have to get a different humidifier, a stronger one. But once we got a stronger one, it did work.
That's incredible. That's so fun because, look, and the light bulbs are going off. It's life application too, right? That's another thing I was big on. I taught science, and I was like, if it's in this book, but we can't apply it to our everyday lives, you're going to get a freebie on the test. We're not going to worry about this. We're going to do life application. So shout out to you guys for doing that.
Absolutely. And frog hotels are like, you know, the most important things right now.
Right. I mean, that's, you know, data centers and frog hotels are going up everywhere, right?
Yeah. So
these frog hotels or motels or condominiums, I mean, they're supposed to be inhabitable, like real life
they
frogs.
They are down in South Louisiana. And so there are pipes kind of coming out of a potted plant. And, you know, we add decorative things to it, like a little cattail bush or a little flower, a little something for them.
Okay.
And it keeps them moist. And
begonias and rocks. And you fill the water up.
Okay.
You know, like in a dish. So the frogs always have something to drink, especially in the summertime when it gets real.
Yeah.
I mean, the frogs could probably survive without my frog hotel, but I love the frogs, so I want to find, like, a home for them.
Right. No, no. Well, it's like we need hotels, right, when we go travel, so why not frogs, okay? Right. I like
that. It's fun, creative, you know. So Liz is actually the one, when she got on this frog hotel gig, who ended up leaving a box of rocks at my house.
Okay.
And that's what, you know, they were sitting there, I was sitting there, and I thought, what can we do? We, you know, formed our relationship, and I started painting the rocks, and, you know, I hope it takes off.
So these rocks you're painting, these are like, what kind of rocks? These aren't like boulders. These are like
just river rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You can pick them up, you know, anywhere, and they sell them on Amazon if you want a certain kind of paint without bubbles. Kind of, they have bubbles and stuff. They're a little harder, but I've just used the rock from our local Home Depot.
Okay. All right. So you get rocks. You get these at the store, or, you know, we talked earlier, can't you just go down the river? But then you're like, yeah, but you're then just taking rocks from the river that need to be there. So
right.
I do respect that. So you get these rocks, and what are you guys doing? You're painting them? I mean, I'm not sure the listening audience really has heard that, but what's the inspiration behind it? What are you guys doing with these rocks?
So some of them have messages on them, and some of them are just paintings, and so we're just, they're cheerful rocks, you know, none of them have anything harmful or written on them or anything. It's just nice, you know, smile. My favorite saying that I say every day is, hello, my beautiful friends of God. So, you know, those are good, any kind of quotes like that or things that can just, you know, uplift people in the world.
And also bring people, like, include them, bring people together.
Anybody could do this and join in. And that's, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, it's not just me, that other people, you know, hey, Miss Becky, you know, I want to get in on this with you, you know, and it's not a thing to make money on. It's just a thing to enjoy each other's company. And
I think that's like kind of the ticket too. It was so funny because, well, of course, if Becky painted rocks, as we previously mentioned, I had to say that I'm a win.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be the winner of the contest. But I will tell you that, like, a lot of times with Becky, this is what I know. Don't try to beat Becky.
No.
You join Becky. Yes. That's what you do with people like Becky. Like, I want to be on your team.
Right. Absolutely. Right. I'm with you 100%. That's awesome.
Like, people's first reaction was like, well, how much are you selling them for? And I'm like, that's so sad. Like, we're making something and everybody wants to know the dollar value. But there was already this community. So Becky came up with this idea about sharing them.
Yeah.
Spreading them around.
Yeah. And so how do you, you know, just go out and throw rocks at people? Or no, I'm totally kidding. But like, how do you share that with people?
We are painting them up right now. And when I get home from this trip, I'm going to start sealing my my rocks. And my husband has got me some QR codes. So on the bottom, you're going to be able to scan it.
Really?
It's going to come right to us. Yeah.
And so you're taking these rocks and you're, I'm assuming, leaving them in places
so
or?
So leaving them, not necessarily hiding them.
Right.
You want to put them out where people will see them. And you can either take it or you can leave it for the next person. It's kind of however you want to do it.
Or just scan the QR code and leave it for the next individual. It's just kind of like, what was the thing the kids were chasing? The
Pokemon
we Go.
Just saying
is this like Pokemon Go, but
absolutely.
Rocks in real life?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Funny story on that. Sumner, my youngest, when he was third or fourth grade, Janet was out of town. I got the boys. They both had a buddy over to spend the night. And it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. I hear some stuff going on. I come out of the bedroom. I'm like, they're supposed to be upstairs. I look over, the front door is wide open at like 1:30 in the morning. And I looked down the street because it was just a straight shot out of our front door. And Sumner and his buddy, third graders, walking down the road like with their phones. And I'm like,
absolutely,
get your butts back. Like, what are y'all doing? And they're like, oh, there was a Pokemon Go worth 2,000 points. I was like, dude, there's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I can remember being on vacation during that time and seeing all the kids What are they even looking for? Right. You know, in the middle of the golf course. Right. Oh, it's a good Pokemon.
If you don't have a phone and you don't know, they're just looking at air, right? Yeah, it's like, what in the world? So, well, hey, we're going to take a break here for just a minute and come back on the other side of here to learn more about this rock painting and this inspiration to go impact people and put a smile on. I'm proud of you guys. I think this is super cool, and our world needs more and more of this each and every day. So thank you all again for coming in. We got plenty more to talk about, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes on Sunday Morning. Come on back in here on Sunday Morning. Shaw Gage hanging out with a full panel this morning. Man, this is awesome. It's so encouraging to have people coming in. And you're already listening, but my cousin Becky from South Louisiana, her daughter Ashley, and sister-in-law Liz are all just passing through. And just what a great opportunity to come together. Wanted to come check out the radio, be on the show, and just talk about encouraging people. And y'all, look, everybody that listens to this on a regular basis, you know my heart each and every week. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a clergy member. I'm not anybody that just a guy trying to figure out how to do life and how to encourage people around me. And, you know, this thing is hard enough called life. And, you know, we get beat up and told and put down and all this stuff, whether it's through social media or the national media, the news, the newspapers, if they even make those anymore. But it's just so much negative energy out there and so much, you know, angst and what a divide is what we were talking about earlier. But it's so fun to have a group of gals like y'all coming through and talking about, hey, we're just trying to do our part and just trying to be an encouragement in our world. Because, you know, at the end of the day, again, I don't have all the answers. I'm just, man, I try to pray every day and I try to go, God, what are you trying to teach me in these moments? And that's all this show is just coming on each and every week and going, hey, be encouraged. Know that God loves you and he's just trying to encourage you and build you up. And whatever your story is, your heartaches, your triumphs, anything in between, it's all about that journey. It's all about that story that he's writing in each and every one of our lives. So I'm a huge proponent of just having people in to share their hearts and what the Lord's doing and where they're being led. And so thankful for this. This is really cool. I mean, when I first heard it, I was like, rocks, painting rocks. And I was like, what are they doing? You know, but it's really kind of cool the more I thought about it, just to go, man, it's your guys are painting rocks. It came from the Toad or the Frog Hotels, you call them.
Toad Abodes.
Toad Abodes. There you go. I love that. And then out of that spun this, hey, here's some rocks. And what are we supposed to do? We're painting these rocks and just trying to either paint a smiley face or an encouraging message or just something that'll brighten somebody's day. Because, you know, we've talked about here on this from time to time, you never know that one smile, one hug, one handshake, one encouraging word can literally save somebody's life or change it dramatically. And there's just story after story throughout world history where just, hey, somebody spoke kindness into me and I was done. I was at the end of my rope and I needed to hear it right then and there. So what you guys are doing with these rocks and these encouragement messages that you're leaving out there, it's just really cool because it's kind of a silent way just to pay it forward and also encourage other people, right? And you just...
Absolutely.
You never know what people are going through, so...
We know the old saying, don't just think about it, do it.
Yeah.
You know, get Absolutely. Out there and show people, you know... it's not taking anything out of your time. You can pray while you paint these rocks. You can meditate. You can do whatever you want. And then... You can just do 10 minutes of putting them out somewhere and, you know, you're going to brighten so, you know, make someone feel so much better about themselves or just a conversation piece at the next family dinner or, you know, anything that can just, bring it together. And all that's going to come of it is a happy story.
Right.
You know, it's just, there's nothing negative about it.
No, and it's just, you know, if just one person.
Just
you know,
one.
I talk about that on here, and I joke from time to time that, hey, both people weren't listening last week, so my attendance was way down. But I know people are listening, and it's like, hey, if just one, you know, I tell silly jokes on here and stories from time to time, but it's like, if just one person is encouraged this week or today or this hour, it makes it all worth it. And, I mean, this is not a paying gig or any of that kind of, this is just to go... How can I make a difference? How can I encourage other people? And you guys are doing the exact same thing through your rock ministry, which is just super powerful.
Yeah, and you know, absolutely. Think about it like this. I mean, should we get paid to be nice?
Right.
That's not why you do it.
Right.
You know, you're doing it because it's what you need to be. It's what we need. It's what you need. You're going to be a better person. They're going to be better people. It's just...
Well, as believers, right, as people that trust the Lord, right, we're supposed to be the salt and the light. The Bible says that, and salt and light. And so I thought about that when I was young and didn't really get it, but I used to go salt. I mean, things taste better. Like, but salt is a, back in those days was a preservative, right? They didn't have refrigeration and freezers. That's how they preserve things. So we're supposed to preserve that spirit, but also be the light and shine that spirit of Christ out there to, and be that selfless servant to other people, right?
Absolutely.
I know when I taught school, one after my cancer diagnosis going into the second year, they asked me to teach. I was at a small private Christian school, and they asked me to teach Bible. And I was like, no. That's right. Not me, right? And they're like, right. No, with what you've been through with your cancer, man, these kids are like looking at you like they're watching. So, yes, you're the perfect candidate. And I was like, so I did. And so I taught for those first couple months, and it was just like reading Bible stories and like, can you memorize a verse every Friday and you get an A in my class? Because that's a whole nother, like, you shouldn't have a grade in Bible. That's a whole private school conversation.
Exactly.
But because that's just your relationship with the Lord. That's between you and Him. So anyway, but after about 2 months of just going through the motions and telling these stories, and they knew all these, because most of these kids grew up in church, and they knew about Daniel and the lion's den. They knew about Jonah and the whale, not to discount those stories, but there was no challenge.
Right.
And so I was actually down here on the lake that Thanksgiving, and I was just praying like, God, man, there's got to be some other way to do this. And He laid on my heart the book of Acts. And so I went back and I got with those sixth grade guys, and I said, put your workbooks up. That's not a challenge. Get your Bibles out, and we're going to study the book of Acts. And what happened in the book of Acts, that was after Jesus, you know, hung on the cross, died an excruciatingly painful death, which is just horrible for you and for me and for all of us that trust in Him. And He came back right after the resurrection, and He went to the prayer room and He told the disciples, He goes, here it is. This is my hand. These are the scars. It's me. Yeah. This is not a joke. It's not smoke. It couldn't be AI back then, right?
Right.
And He said, but I've got to go. And He said, I got to go prepare a place for you, you know? And He said, but stand firm. He said, the great comforter is coming, right?
Yeah.
And that great comforter is the Holy Spirit, which invades our hearts and allows us to do like what you guys do. I believe the Holy Spirit's in control of that and making us selfless. Because our nature, our carnal nature is sinful, right? We're selfish creatures.
Right.
That's just how we're created. But when that Holy Spirit, when we accept that Spirit of Christ and go, okay, we want that to invade our hearts so that we can go impact the world around us, that to me is what it's all about. I don't care what building you go to. I don't care how much money you put in the church plate. I don't care about your church attendance. All that's going to take care of itself, but it's got to be a genuine relationship with you and the Lord going, what am I supposed to do and where am I supposed to go? And I told those guys when we put those workbooks up, I said, we're going to do this differently. And y'all will appreciate this because years ago, what was the big buzz in teaching? Work across the curriculum, right?
Right.
You know, English and math. And I rolled my eyes. I hated it. I was like, I'm a science teacher, right? But I said, y'all are going to love this because the English teachers are going to pick up on this. In Bible class, we're going to take it from being Jesus the noun, historical context, person, place, or thing. We're going to become Jesus the verb.
Right.
And that speaks to what you were just talking about. It made me think of that. Jesus, the action, right? The hands and feet of Jesus. Talk is cheap.
Talk is cheap.
But when you get out and you do this, like you feel led to do these rocks and paint these rocks and go impact people. And that's the Holy Spirit in you going, Becky, go make a difference, right?
Absolutely. And like you have to, you know, it's something that I love whenever people, you know, see that I'm doing it and they're like, oh my God. Da, da, da. But I love that it's just something that, you know, I want to do naturally. It's not something that's, you know, a hard thing for me to do. It's like, I absolutely love it. I enjoy it. I want to spread the niceness to other people. And like, if, you know, people who are around me, if they don't know how to do it, you know, I want to teach them.
Right.
You know, it's just part of me being a teacher. And you know, it's so easy once they get the hang of it. They're like, wow. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But we've just, not everybody's been artistically talented during their life, you know, we lack it in our school systems, but everybody has it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody can do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just got to get out of that comfort zone. You know, that's one thing I used to say. I still say it today, anybody that will listen, but man, we grow as people when we get out of our comfort zones. So,
don't
like,
we?
You know, like, and I go, I'm not a painter, but like, elephants are painting now and making millions of dollars. So, if I could paint a rock to encourage somebody, I'm going to do it. I'm going to check it out and see what I can do.
But it's so tangible. You said, like, talk is cheap. And especially today, I think, you know, like, everybody can get on Facebook and say happy birthday.
Right.
Or send you a meme. I can send you a meme in like 5 seconds. Like, to me, it's more meaningful. These experiences is more meaningful because you're reaching out to people in the real world.
Yep.
Like, I know that sounds crazy to our generation.
Right.
You know?
But it's true.
Like, it's something very tangible that they can hold on to, that labor or effort of what you've done that makes it even more special.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So true. So, and it's that face-to-face. It's that interaction. We're losing that, right, in this world. And we sound like, I guess I am the old guy now, but like, get off my lawn, kids, you and your rock and roll. But like, no, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I tell my boys that all the time. It's like, man, we're losing that intentional, that face-to-face.
Oh, yeah.
These screens, I mean, look, they're a necessary evil or whatever you want to call it today because of business and school and all the different emails and staying connected. But man, we got to make sure we're preserving the face-to-face conversations.
Absolutely.
So again,
100P.
Yeah, 100P. I love that. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Still, we're going to dive in because we're going to have to take a break here in just a second. But again, thank you all for coming in, taking time out of your summer, your schedules. Even though, Becky, you're retired. But no, seriously, y'all, thank y'all for coming in because this face-to-face means more to me than you'll ever know. And it's just super cool where, again, we're proving it. We're doing it. We're not just talking about it. We're making it happen. So, hey, we're going to step aside for just a few minutes, come back and continue on with the gals from South Louisiana on Sunday morning. Shaw Gage back with you on Sunday morning, hanging out in studio with the gals from South Louisiana. My cousin Becky, so thankful you put this trip together coming up with your sister-in-law Liz and your daughter Ashley. Sorry, I stumbled there. I was thinking about three different things as I was moving there. But anyway, so glad you guys are here and just talking about life and encouragement and, you know, just paying it forward, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. And thankful for you guys and the heart that God's laid on y'all to go and pay it forward and to do the frog hotels and what'd you call it? The toad abodes. And the painting the rocks. I mean, it's super cool. If you don't know anything about this, Google it up. I sound like an old geezer. Google it up. Hit the Google, you know. But check it out. I mean, he's painting these rocks, and it's cool because it's kind of a behind the scenes type thing. It's a way you can encourage other people, motivate other people, and let it brighten their day, for crying out loud. Don't we need more of that? I mean, we've been talking about some of that in the last segment, but man, there's enough darkness in this world. We gotta be the sunshine, right? And that's you guys are doing a tremendous job with that. So Ashley, you were saying something just when we were off air, but talking about the what was that quote you were talking about, the village and the villager? I love that.
Oh yeah. Everyone wants a village, but no one wants to be a villager. Me and my friends say it all the time. We love to say that because we always show up for each other for different events. But you know, it's really hard to get a group of people that will, but people want you to show up for them, but they're not going to show up for you.
Really. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And that's just like a little bit of accountability, a little bit of, hey, it's a bigger picture, right? It's more than just me. It's just more than, you know, this world today teaches. And you, how old are you, Ashley?
I'm 21.
21. So you're in the funnest, one of the funnest parts of life because it's all just starting. And I mean, you look, you've made it this far. It's great. But I'm telling you, the 20s and the 30s, it just gets better and better. But you've got some pretty amazing insights for a 21-year-old young lady. And I appreciate you sharing that with us. But it's so true. Nobody today wants to go out of their way to serve somebody else or to get out of their comfort zone, right? They just want to be served. Everybody kind of wants to be a victim or just leave me alone. And I think there's an undercurrent, has been really since COVID, probably before that, but really kind of blatant since COVID of just like, we were talking about this at lunch, but like isolate and divide as a society. And like, if we're not careful, that's what we're going to become. And then we're just going to be a bunch of people living in pods and no relationships and none of this, right?
Right.
So I love that quote. Everybody wants a village, but nobody wants to be a villager. And man, I'm taking that one to heart. That's a good one because we all got to dig a little deeper, right?
Right.
One of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
I love saying it.
Yeah, that's great. It sounds like you're a person that not only says it, but you do it too. So That's funny. Yeah, I bet you've got a special group of friends around you. That's cool, and they're lucky to have you. And I'm blessed for having this conversation today just for that quote right there. So thank you for doing 100P.
100P.
Tell me about 100P. Not to change the subject, but 100P, what's that? Y'all been saying it ever since you got back from rafting, so it must be fun.
So we have another cousin, Tim, and he's up in Oregon, and he decided— Shout out to Tim. And he decided that we're going to try it. We're going to try, you know, everybody does 6-7. So we're going to go with 100P and we're just trying to put it out there. And it's, you know, just be 100P. That just means be yourself, be the top, you know, anything that goes your way, man, it's 100P.
It's 100p.
It can't get any better than 100p.
So, like, well, it can't. So, like, you know, I always get a kick out of people who go, man, that guy gave 110%. You can't, really. Like, you can only give 100. That's 100p, right? I could use that one right there. But, like, what if I'm just kind of, it's a Tuesday morning, which is my least favorite day of the week, and, like, I'm just kind of rolling through traffic up here on Highway 280, and somebody cuts me off, and my attitude is not 100p. Can it be, like, a 50p?
Or is this, like... solid 100, man.
No, I'm not saying can it be, like, justifiably so, but I'm just saying, like, is it even possible? I'm the old guy. I got to ask the stupid questions. As I told my students, there's no such thing as stupid questions, just stupid people that ask questions. So here I go. But in all seriousness, there's no way to just give like half effort. So I couldn't be that. Oh, that was 50p effort.
I don't think so. Well, I'm not really in control of it. Tim is.
Okay.
And so.
it is Tim's word.
It is Tim's word. So we're just trying to, you know, get it out there. But, it's solid. 100p, man. You can't.
I like 100p. That.
Yeah. So you're stuck in traffic. That's just a bad day.
Right.
Right? But your favorite song comes on the radio.
Man, that's
100p.
I like that. That's 100p. That's good stuff. Well, on this show each and every week, it's more confessional than anything, but like Highway 280 is like the worst. It's like, man, I can sit here and talk about everything positive and encouragement that I can, and then like if you get me on 280 in about an hour in the wrong traffic, I am not a happy person, and
yeah.
It's not who you would want to be on the radio with. But I'm going to take that to heart because the Lord's been working on me on Monday mornings, like driving in. I'm like, oh, that old lady, yo, nice to see you, you know. And it's just like, but I'm going to go, hey, it's 100p. She's in a hurry. She's got to get some.
She does.
I like it. 100p. Yeah.
100p.
Well, and Tim, if you, and nobody on here has met Tim. Well, if Tim's listening, several of us have met Tim, but Tim's going to be coming on before too long. We're trying to get him down from the Pacific Northwest. But just another guy that's just so full of energy and just such a happy guy to be around. And probably, would you say, funniest people in our family?
Would you say funniest? He is probably one, and you and I are two and three.
I would agree with that.
You know, we definitely were blessed with the fun gene.
Yeah, well, that's why everybody wants to be around us, because we're the funny people. So, but Tim, I believe Tim is the funniest, one of the funniest people I've ever been around, period.
Ever. He's awesome.
Family or no family. But,
right.
And for those of y'all out there listening, try that conversation in your family this weekend or next time y'all get together and go, hey, top three funniest people in our family. And it's a great conversation starter. And if you knew the gauges, you know, like if you know any of us, like our whole family's funny. And people get a kick because I'm pretty loud and I can, you know, be boisterous, whatever. But like I said, when we get together, family, I'm like the quiet one.
Right.
It's like, yeah, you kind of are. But you know, hey, it's just, but anyway, we've got a blessed family. We just have had tremendous examples through the years. Going back to, we started the show off talking about Mimi and Pawpaw and just what a tremendous example they were to us. And it was always about the grandkids, which we were thankful to be us, right? Because,
always.
You know, it's...
You just had to, in order to go with our grandfather down to the golf course, you just had to be potty trained.
Right.
Once you were potty trained, you were good to go to the club.
Right, that's right. Absolutely. We would go to the club over there in Wharton, Texas, and, you know, just so many great memories of growing up over there. And, you know, we were taught... Listen, I just put this together, but I don't know if you've ever told Liz the story, but one summer in Wharton... we would go every summer. It was like the Mecca for the Gage family. Right. All the aunts and uncles and cousins that could make it would come in to a little small town of Wharton, Texas, just southeast, about an hour of Houston.
59
South.
From Houston. Dan Rather's from there.
Dan Rather's hometown.
Dan
That's
Rather.
Right. And population 9,033.
Yes.
And, but anyway, we would come in and we would just, you know, the cousins, we would just all get together and, you know, the nimble kids could climb the trees. I couldn't climb the trees as well as everybody was. We were joking about that earlier. But one night, it was a summer night, just hot, muggy night, and the parents were, you know, in there having their fun. And they said all of us, we were like 11, 12 years old, whatever.
I'd definitely say 11-ish.
Yeah, and they were like, get out there. Y'all just go play in the field. And Mimi and Pawpaw had this huge field. Pawpaw had planted some pecan trees that weren't very old at the time.
Oh,
now
no.
I understand they're probably pretty
big.
They
are. I actually went by.
Did you really?
I did.
Man, I need to do that.
When we went to see Uncle Jay.
Okay.
I ran through. And she actually got to go down to the Abbey right there by the club.
Really?
So we were there. The same ladies work in there. And actually, she knows... four generation of Gages.
Really?
So I had her with me.
They brought me down there for the first time.
How
took me
that?
To Wharton.
Man, that's right. I hadn't been to Wharton in 30 years.
And so that same place, same workers. It was so cool.
Wow.
And she knew exactly who we were.
Really?
Yeah.
Did y'all go to the club?
So we didn't go to the club, but man, I have that funny club story. You know, there was that one lady who was everywhere. You know, it wasn't until years later that I realized she had a twin.
I was about to say, how are the twins doing? But I forgot about that.
Yeah, man. It took me a while. You know,
that is funny. I forgot about that.
They got me, man. I mean, she was everywhere you turned.
Yeah, she was, wasn't she?
She was.
That's hilarious. I'd forgotten about that. But they were, and look, they loved the Gage kids coming because they were like, hey, man, that bill, that tab's going to run up. And
yeah.
Mimi and Papa were going to take care of it. But man, that's so fun to think about. Well, that night we were in the field, right?
Yeah.
And they said, go play outside. So we went outside and it had been raining for a couple of days.
Absolutely.
And so guess what was everywhere? Frogs.
Frogs.
And we went into Pawpaw's garage and got buckets. And we filled like 5 or 6 buckets full of frogs. And just throwing them in buckets. And they were hopping in, hopping out. I mean, just nasty when you think about it now.
Nasty.
But we took them all up and we went in and got our parents. They all came out excited. Like, what are they going to show us? And man, all the moms started like, oh, it's puking. Like, oh, it's so gross. And, but yeah, it's kind of funny. I came back full circle to frogs there. So.
Definitely, definitely. It was such good times growing up in Wharton. It's unbelievable.
Y'all needed like a frog resort.
Yeah,
possibly.
We were probably way ahead of our time doing the toad abodes back then, right?
Well, just a bucket was probably a frog hostel.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. So funny. Probably Woodstock for frogs or something. But super cool. But that, you know, look, I mean, I was so thankful for those times and just family, and thankful for you guys coming in and taking time out of your vacation and just hanging out with us and just encouraging people. And, you know, I don't have all the answers. I don't know everything, obviously. But one thing I do know is that, man, I believe we're here to encourage one another and to pick each other up and to just, man, push this younger generation further than we could have ever dreamed. And I know 3 teachers sitting in this room right now. And thank y'all for your service there. And Ashley, thank you for your contributions to society you're already making. I mean, you've got a bright future. And you're going where? You tell us what you're doing. You're in school?
I'm in school for chemical engineering.
Man, good for you. What year are you?
I'm a senior now.
Senior, man. Time is flying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be good, and you're going to impact a lot of people just with your insights and your brights and everything you've got going on. So you keep on shining that light wherever you go.
Thank you.
Absolutely. But thank you all for coming in, just taking, again, time out of your busy schedule and hanging out with us on Sunday mornings and just kind of sharing your heart and what it's all about. You know, because, look, I mean, we all have jobs. We all have school, but at the end of the day, it's also bigger than that, right? It's about going out and having an impact wherever we are and whatever we're doing.
Like wherever you are. So we come from an area that's heavily hit by hurricanes. And like even during that hurricane season, you'll see a lot of people who might not be able to make it to the places that are handing out stuff. So, you know, if your house isn't affected, why don't you go pick up the stuff for them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just easy things that you can just, you know, do for someone in, you know, emergency situations, everyday situations, you know. And once you start doing it, you can't stop.
No, it's contagious.
It's contagious. Yeah. So, like, if you just build yourself to be a happy person. You know, I came from a dad who didn't let me be unhappy.
Yeah.
You know, he showed me that you have to teach yourself how to be happy.
Absolutely.
And, you know, learning that at a really young age has helped me. You know, I guess I kind of developed it somewhere in college. And it has definitely helped me to, you know, you have to literally think about the happiness. So, like, do it. Just do it. Just change your outlook about stuff. And if you haven't had that aha moment to change, you know, it's going to come.
Oh, yeah.
The wall will hit you, and you're going to have to change.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, it's just how it is.
That's life,
you know?
Isn't it?
It's absolutely. Like they say, like, it takes so many more muscles to frown than it does to smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
that's
know?
So
like,
true.
Everyone chooses to do things. You think that's just the way you have to be, but actually,
mm-hmm.
You don't.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we have that choice each and every day when we wake up, right? There's that old Native American tale of the 2 wolves, right? You have to, everybody's got 2 wolves.
Mm-hmm.
You got the good wolf and the bad wolf. And,
absolutely.
And the young boy asks his grandfather, the chief, he says, well, which one wins? He goes, whichever one you feed.
Right.
You know, so if I feed that bad wolf through, you know, keeping up, you know, with the latest gossip on social media or not. Rocky Appleseed by any means, but when we talk about the political stuff and the
absolutely.
Angst and all the social angst and all that stuff, I mean, if we feed that, if I sit and watch that junk on TV all night, man, it's going to be venom coming back
venom.
Out, right? But if I go, no, man, I'm going to sit here and have conversations with ladies like y'all, or I'm going to go out and serve, and that neighbor down the street who had the tree fall over the driveway, I'm going to go cut it up without being asked, yeah. or whatever, man. And it becomes contagious, and it just...
And, you know, like, there's different ages in your life, and, you know, there's a time I could help you move the logs, but, you know, maybe now I can only help you move the pillows.
Right.
But it's still getting out there, you know, showing up, you know, maybe if you can't do it and they can't do it, you can do it together.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, it's just really, and when you show up, you make so much more of an impact for just that person, whatever they have going on, you know, just walking through the door, showing up for anything is just, you know,
that's what it's all about.
100p.
Love it. Hey, we're going to be back in just a second. Got to take a break, and I didn't realize we're over, but it's okay. We're going to be back. Happy Sunday, everybody. We'll be back here in just a second. Back in studio here, wrapping up on Sunday morning. So thankful for y'all coming in. I hope y'all have had a good time this morning.
Great time. Thanks for inviting us.
It's been great.
Cool. It's so fun just to not only have people on, but family on, and just, you know, it's, look, this world is what it is. I mean, there's nothing we can do about the whole thing, but one thing I'm a firm believer is we can't impact our world each and every day around us, and it starts with you, and it starts with me, and it starts one conversation at a time. And this has just been a tremendous conversation. So thanks again for coming in, and man, I'm excited to hear where this goes and Painting Rocks. And so this is a fairly new thing; it seems to be catching on. If people want to know more about this, how can they find out more about it, or is there?
So we have an Instagram page. It's on Rocky_Appleseed, and you can go in there, shoot me a message.
Check it out.
And
there's other people probably doing this.
Absolutely.
Across the country.
People all over the country doing it. There's rock communities. And, you know, we're just trying to get involved with all of them and do our thing with them.
Some people do it in remembrance. Some people do it, like, in kindness.
Yeah.
But the great thing is that it's all in the object of spreading positivity.
I love it. I think it's great. And again, in this dark world, we need those lights, and we need those pick-me-ups, because, again, one billboard, one rock, one wink, one handshake, one hug, anything, it can make a huge difference in somebody's life, and probably will. And more importantly than that, though, too, is the older I get, I know we kind of focus, I kind of try to focus on that. Well, who's going to be impacted by that? Or if I say that, you know what, but you know what, it's not about that. I mean, it is, but the underlying thing for the individual is being led to do that or to serve. It's about that obedience, that calling, and going, okay, this is a bigger picture thing than y'all, right? I've got a million things on my list to do each and every day, but when Matt stopped me at the plant the other day, one of my customers said, hey, man, I'm struggling with something. Can you pray for me about something, or can you talk? And I'm like, yeah, man, I got you. Like, I got all day. And now inside I may be going, I got 1,032 million things I got to do today. But, man, it's that one conversation. It's that one, man, I'll listen.
Absolutely, because do you really have that many things to do in a day? Like, no. It's okay if one doesn't get done.
Right. It's going to be there tomorrow.
That person needs you, so you need to be there for them.
So in that context, I'll ask you all three ladies come, have, you know, I mean, from South Louisiana, but you're all in different places in life, right? And but like when you have that moment, where does that come from? Like when you have that, man, I'm going to go paint these rocks. Like, where do you think that idea comes from? Because like if we're who
I think it's just, you know, from the heart. And like you know, some people are just kind people and they want it to be kind. And, you know, we want to bring people over to this side.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much going on in the world today. I mean, you guys know, it's like you don't even want to bring it up because you don't want people upset with you. But, like, you know, all those things that people are saying out in the world, that, you know, that's not what we need to be saying.
Yeah.
You know, we really need to be saying, you know, like, good job, buddy.
Right.
You know, just anything to just, or like, can I help you with that? Can I help you be a better doctor? Can I help you be a better teacher? You know, what can I do to make it better? And, you know, actually, when you're doing that, you're making it better for both of you.
Mm-hmm. And you're making the world a better place.
Yeah.
Right? It's that caring. It's that empathy. It's that selflessness, right?
That's selflessness.
Selflessness is a good
word. Yeah.
I mean, I learned that back in 2008. Man, I had these guys, I've shared this before on here, but I had these, what company I worked for in Nashville at the time, it was two guys that worked in the warehouse, and every 3 days a week, I'd walk through that warehouse picking something up and doing a delivery to a customer, and they go, what's the word for the day, Mr. Shaw? And I'd give them a word. It'd be whatever I came up with walking through. And this was probably October of 2008. And I walked through and Harold looked at me and said, "What's the word for today, Mr. Shaw?" And I thought about it and I said, "It's selfless."
Yeah.
And the word changed every day that I went through there. So they were always looking for this word. But for like 2.5, 3 weeks straight, it kept being selfless. And yeah. I didn't know where that was coming from. And then like a month later, I lost my job. And it was like, I felt like the Lord was preparing me and getting my heart right to be selfless.
Selfless, absolutely.
Even though I was saying it to these other guys, I was burning it into my own, engraving it on my mm-hmm. own heart. So that when I lost my job, I didn't like, freak out. I was right. like, okay. And like, I knew that I was supposed to go back and be a teacher. So the firing, I used to say, I got laid off, and Sam, my middle one, go, "No, Dad, you got fired." I'm like, "Oh, thanks." But, you know, it's one of those, that word was burned into me so that 2 weeks later I could go through it and be like, okay, it's not about me. Yes, I'm supposed to go back and become a teacher so that I can impact people and help, you know, motivate absolutely. And help encourage. Absolutely. So super cool stuff, super cool stuff. But listen, if y'all can hear us talking out there and you don't know where to start, just start out, just, man, talk to God, man. Just have a conversation with him, pray, but just say, God, where can you use me, and what are you trying to teach me in this moment or this season of life? And man, if it's painting rocks, it's painting rocks. If it's talking on the radio, it's talking on the radio. But either way, man, just get out there and go brighten somebody's day. Because as we've kind of talked about this whole day is being, and again, thank y'all for being here, but it's just, man, there's enough junk out there in this world. There's enough that, man, why can't we come together and instead of focusing on our differences, focus on our similarities. Absolutely. Focus on what brings us together. And it's being Americans, and it's just being here yeah. and trying to be an encouragement to one another. So round of applause to you guys. Shout out for what y'all are doing, and just encouraged by it. And I think the listeners will be too. And look, if you want to get involved, go pick up a bag of rocks at your local Home Depot or Lowe's. And wait, we talked about this earlier now, not to go get too deep in the weeds, but there's different grade of rocks because absolutely. Rough rocks and smooth rocks and paint
the ones
absorption.
Have little holes in them are kind of harder.
Right, because that paint just is going to soak
goes in.
And don't paint pumice because that's not even a rock, is
right.
it? I mean, I'm not getting into geology, but here we go. Teacher hat coming on. So, well, ladies, thank y'all so much. It's been a pleasure. Thank y'all for taking
thank
time
you.
Again, not only to be here but to travel here. I know it was out of your way, but you'll be blessed for this, and I know our listeners will be as well. But again, just can't thank y'all enough for coming on and sharing your heart this morning.
All right, we're excited. Thank y'all so much for having us in the Alabama.
Oh yeah. Hey, well, you know, hey, our food is good. It can't compete with South Louisiana. I know that, but hey, we're gonna give it a whirl. And in this family, we learned a long time ago, we're gonna. My mom told me growing up, said, if you feed people, they'll listen. I said, I've done a whole lot of listening in my life. So,
yeah,
you
know exactly.
I mean? Love it. Well, hey, thank y'all for being a part. Thank you guys for listening each and every week. And check it out. Get on Instagram. Check out Rocky_Appleseed. If you're interested in arts or painting or just doing something to pay it forward, go check it out. And man, just let the Lord use you wherever it may be. And when you're ready to do that, just say, God, I'm in, and he'll use you. But step back and watch what he does, because it's going to be powerful.
Yes.
Awesome. Hey, y'all have a happy Sunday. Rest of your day. And we'll be back here next week. And by the way, open invite for you guys to come back. So we need to do like an annual thing or where are they now?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Let's check back in 1 year and let's see where the rocks are.
Sounds like a plan.
Awesome. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.